We'll talk about it coming up after the news, 7 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. 30 people were injured and as many as 7 are still missing following a massive fire and explosion at the Flower Branch Apartments on Piney Branch Road in Silver Spring overnight.
The midnight blast followed by heavy fire caused parts of 2 four-story buildings to collapse. Hundreds of people were evacuated and dozens had to be rescued from upper floor windows. Some couldn't wait for rescue, they had to jump.
The injuries ranged from abrasions to orthopedic injuries, broken bones from the exiting the structures, 3 and 4 stories, as well as burns and smoke inhalation type injuries.
Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says a search dog is looking for the missing and has picked up a scent.
We would call that a hit in the search industry, but we don't know if that is a victim who is alive or a victim who is deceased.
Heavy equipment's being brought in to move the rubble and help in the search for victims and for a cause of the explosion. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For those forced from their homes by the fire, the Red Cross has stepped up. Spokesman Paul Carden.
We've got cots, blankets, stuffed animals. We'll be passing out toiletry kits. We've got snacks and coffee, breakfast. So we're starting at the very basics.
Later today, he says the Red Cross will be working one-on-one with the families to make sure they all have a place to stay. Donald Trump campaigns in Florida today, still trying to shake off the controversy over his Second Amendment remarks the other day.
A Secret Service official tells CNN they had more than one conversation with Trump's campaign on the topic. But Trump disputes this, tweeting no such meeting or conversation ever happened.
Words matter, my friends.
All as Clinton fires back on the stump.
We witness the latest in a long line of casual comments from Donald Trump that cross the line.
Amid the uproar, Trump is ramping up his attacks.
ISIS is honoring President Obama.
Labeling the president the founder of a terrorist group.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The federal government has approved Howard County's request for a disaster declaration for historic Ellicott City, ravaged by a flash flood a week and a half ago. That declaration will enable businesses, homeowners, and renters to apply for low-interest loans. Metro's general manager says the transit agency was working on certain safety issues outlined by the Federal Transit Administration even before last month's derailment.
Metro's been awarding contracts to outside experts to better prepare employees for track inspections. General manager Paul Wiedefeld says people from the University of Tennessee are coming to
conduct a 2-week of training here on the track with our track inspectors to improve their ability and to identify and categorize any defects that we have.
And this week, Wiedefeld says Metro will award a contract to someone else to rewrite the curriculum on track inspection training.
Our trainers will receive instructions, and then Metro's program will be audited by outside experts.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And golf tees off today at the Olympics for the first time since 1904. The men start their first round of play at the Olympic Golf Course. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,496, the NASDAQ at 5205. Sports, the Nats bats finally wake up as they beat the Indians. The Orioles take their third straight loss to Oakland. Another productive day in Rio for Team USA, which now has 11 gold medals, 32 overall. And the Redskins open their preseason schedule tonight in Atlanta. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From season storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL. Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these, but there could be a cost to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. Call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
You should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's 7-day cruise to the Caribbean. Call 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Franconia area of Virginia, I'm just hearing from Fairfax Police. Looks like they're closing a stretch of Franconia Road because of a water main break. So Franconia Road, they gave me the cross street as Fleet Drive. That puts it west of Beulah Street. So on Franconia, you want to avoid near Beulah Street, and that also puts it east of Interstate 95. Around the Beltway, we go through Annandale, north of Tyson. Some of the stop and go with us on Interstate 95. Heavy delays, but pretty normal through Stafford, Dale City into Woodbridge, 66 through Manassas and Centerville. Still struggling on the Dulles Airport lanes. They're trying to clear the roadwork now. Westbound Dulles Airport access lanes narrowed to one lane for the overnight construction crews that were still out there late. Silver Spring, because of the apartment fire and ongoing fire department activity, Piney Branch Road remains closed between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Air temperatures in the middle 90s again today. Isolated showers, thunder showers, a south breeze. Dew points, though, in the middle 70s. We'll continue to see heat index values near 105 this afternoon. Some clouds tonight, 79. Get together, do it again tomorrow. Hazy, hot, humid. Mid-90s feels hotter. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Vienna, 77 in Kensington, 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. Dozens injured or left homeless after a massive fire and explosion in Silver Spring. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're just getting cranked up here. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Steve Kastenbaum from Rio, find out how our Olympic athletes are doing. 7:35, what is the latest on this murder of a DNC staffer that's raising a few eyebrows? Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, will join us. 8:05, Trevor Maddich. Hey, the Redskins play tonight, first preseason game. Sue Chen, a coach who worked with Katie Ledecky, will join us at 8:15. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's all over now. First time you're seeing him, yep, actually put their arms around him, trying to bring him in.
There he goes. There he goes.
It's all over now.
That's how it ended yesterday afternoon as some dude, Steve from Virginia, a 20-year-old, decided he wanted to use some suction cups and climb up the Trump Tower. And may I just say, it captivated all of America in such a way as like a L.A. freeway chase does. And I want to hear from you.
You couldn't avert your eyes.
Should the New York Police Department have spent one thin dime on this guy? Should they have mobilized the way they did? I mean, a whole lot of money and a whole lot of city resources were spent to bring this guy to safety and to, you know, put a little mattress down there, a little bounce thing, you know, little bounce house that he would have fallen on. I mean, this became a major deal. Should they have, or should they have just, you know, put the yellow police line up on the pavement and said, listen, if he falls, he falls. If he goes to the top, we'll arrest him up there. Everyone go about your business. What do you think should have happened? 888-630-WMAO, 888-630-9625. My favorite part of the entire situation had to do with the way Fox News was covering it. There's a love-hate relationship I know a lot of people have with Shepard Smith, and listen, a lot of times I don't like the way he editorializes when he talks about certain stories, but let me just say,
there's nobody better with breaking news.
Breaking news like this, at least. Climbing up Trump Tower, and beautifully, it actually happened at the same time as The Five with Greg Gutfeld and that whole team, so they sort of worked in tandem.
I'm just noticing that cupping is becoming very popular.
It's very Michael Phelps. We were discussing that on Facebook Live earlier. The building's going to have those little circles all over
it. Just like Phelps, yeah.
Shep, is he trying to get closer in towards the police? Like, he seems to be moving a little bit of an angle now, a little bit closer.
It appears that, you know, earlier he was here, came below this thing, and has now on up that way.
And he's standing in front of this giant screen.
And it sort of looks like he's standing on the ledge outside.
Right, right outside where little looking, Spider-Man is climbing up. It got even more entertaining or more insipid, depending on your point of view.
Is there any indication there's a Pokemon Go on the next floor?
People on Facebook Live are asking that question. Is it Pokemon Go? Maybe there's a monster up there. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What about a tranquilizer dart? They use those on bears.
I just hope he doesn't fall off.
Oh, is
no,
it a
tranquilizer dart?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least I'm not saying the Second Amendment could help it.
Oh, my. I remember now why I don't watch this program.
This is why I don't watch this program. I'm with Gutfeld. Tranquilizer dart would have solved the entire problem. Just shoot the guy. What's wrong with that?
Well, he just would go to sleep. He wouldn't fall because he's connected.
Right. He'd be dangling there, and then you can just bring him in. And then problem solved. Let's move on and get on with our daily business.
Yeah. It was captivating stuff. And you know what? I'm not sure that they do the right thing. I mean, it's like I think the cops are in a situation where they're sort of darned if they do and darned if they don't. If they don't do anything, they say, well, why didn't you do something? And if they do something, they say, well, why didn't you let the guy fall? He's just, let him go.
Why do people do things like this?
To get attention.
And what did this guy get?
A lot of attention.
Radu in Potomac, to echo that remark and elaborate on it, you're on WMAL.
Well, you guys unfortunately took all my steam, but exactly. That's the only thing these people want is attention. And the whole country watched it, all the media watched it, and there were probably 1,000 dumbasses over there just looking up to this guy. Just put like you said.
Wait, now hold on. Now, Radu, if you're walking down the streets of New York City, and there's a guy with suction cups climbing up Trump Tower, and you don't have to be anywhere. You're not going to stop and watch?
Yeah, come on, you would too.
Come on.
I lived in New York City for 34 years before I moved here 4 years ago, and I understand that. I'm not saying people wouldn't.
Well, you just called him morons.
I would be guilty of that myself.
All
I understand that, but that's the reason these people do what they do,
right?
Because people watch them and they're going to be on the news.
They want the attention, and the police ended up giving them even more attention by making such a huge thing out of it. I was just you were disparaging the people who were watching. I completely sympathize with the people who are watching. How about LaDonna, Lady LaDonna in Huntingtown? You're on WMAL.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I personally think that this guy needs to pay for this. Figure out how much it cost in police and, whatever he disrupted and whatever monetary thing he incurred, he needs to pay for that.
Exactly. And it's not like, stuff isn't going down in New York City that requires police and emergency response.
Yeah.
And, these guys were spent doing this instead. By the way, here's a spokesperson from the NYPD explaining who this dude is.
This individual is a 20-year-old individual from Virginia. He came up here yesterday. He's staying at a local hotel. What he explained to us is that he wanted a personal meeting with Mr. Trump, and he posted a YouTube video on Tuesday. That YouTube video explains that he's an independent researcher, and he wanted to meet with him, and that's the reason why he was climbing this building. At no time did he express that he wanted to hurt anybody. His sole intention was to meet with Mr. Trump.
You're sitting there in your home in Virginia, and you're thinking to yourself, I'd really like to meet that Donald Trump. I'd like to interview him. I'd like to ask him questions.
Yeah.
How might I go about doing that?
Well, I got an idea. Let's go to New York and climb his tower.
Exactly. I'm going to go take all the bottoms off of my plungers and go up there and climb the tower. Dick in Alexandria. Dick, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Dick. Good morning.
Good morning. I grew up in New York, and I've been in Virginia now for 47 years. Anyway, two things. If he is charged with reckless endangerment of firefighters, get some time for that. He pays for every cent New York spent.
Yep.
Number two, I heard the soundbite about the police officer saying that, he just wanted to meet Trump. But, in today's sensitive world of security, and you're climbing Trump Tower, and you want to speak with Trump, who's a candidate for the for the presidency of the United States. He needs to be institutionalized.
Yeah, I agree with you. Although, you know, he'll get the John Hinckley treatment at some point. By the way, let's just finish this up with a sparkling exchange between Shepard Smith and Greg Gutfeld after the tower climbing.
Come back to mama.
I am. Thanks, Shep.
Greg, is, ladies and gentlemen of the deck.
Thank you. Bye.
Big hand for Greg.
Thanks.
And this is Greg.
Thank you for the white. Thank you for the white microphone.
Don't steal that.
They sent Greg Gutfeld up from the five set to join him on the news deck, and then it went.
I didn't think Shep allowed that.
Well,
and that's sort of like, you know, his arena.
Maybe he got a call from up above, and then listen to how it degenerates.
Yeah. It's been disinfected. We got bed bugs while we were at that convention, you know.
Oh, my God.
You hear about that?
Not us.
That's true?
True. A bunch of my tech friends got bed bugs.
Oh, wait, my
where?
God.
Cleveland or Philly?
I'm not going to say where. I'm not going to say. I don't want to, you know. But I didn't make it up.
This is a Fox News bed bug alert.
Oh, bed bugs. What? How do you get rid of bed bugs?
Burn it. You got to bring in a team.
So that's when the Fox News coverage of the man scaling the side of the Trump Tower
the shark.
Then began a conversation about getting bed bugs at the convention, which clearly was in Philadelphia because that was a godforsaken convention, and what we can do about bed bugs. And that, my friends, is what makes Fox News number one on cable.
It's 7:15 on WMAL. That means it's time now for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And that means it's time to clear the road work. And it looks like finally seeing a little bit of relief on the Dulles Airport access lanes westbound as you approach 28. That has been a struggle for the early morning commute here. I still see some of the volume, though. So if you're heading out to the Dulles Airport, still allow extra time again because of the road work that was in the airport access lanes. Here we go on 66 eastbound. Normal volume through Manassas, Centerville, and Fairlake, Fair Oaks Beltway. Starting to see that volume bunch up through Annandale. And then before you get to the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Fairfax police working water main break. They tell me they've closed just the eastbound side of Franconia Road. So if you're coming off of 95, it's going to be closed right near Fleet Drive. That's right in front of Francis Scott Key Middle School, to put it in perspective for you. Westbound lanes are open. And again, in Silver Spring, because of the horrific apartment fire last night, we saw a fire department activity closing Piney Branch Road between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a really a nasty, ugly day. It's just going to be ugly, humid, hot. The air temperature, 94. The feel-like temperature, 105 or better. Tonight, 79 degrees. Tomorrow, 96 and sunny skies. More humidity. Saturday and Sunday, also humid temperatures in the, are you ready, upper 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 80 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Well, it's 7:17 on WMAL. Time to get an update from our man in Rio, Steve Kastenbaum. Steve, I tell you what, this has been a great Olympics for the United States gymnastic team, for the swimmers. What's the very latest from Rio? How did we do yesterday, and what's on tap for today?
Well, last night I went to go watch Team USA play Australia in the basketball arena here, and it was packed. Every time the Americans are on the court, every seat in that arena is filled. It was kind of interesting to see what happened in the follow-up game, which was China versus Venezuela, and I would say the arena was only about a tenth full for that game. Carmelo Anthony made history last night. He is now the Olympian who has the most baskets scored, the most points scored during an entire Olympic career. He surpassed a record that had been set by LeBron James. Of course, Carmelo Anthony has been playing in the Olympics longer than LeBron did, but LeBron racked up more points in a shorter amount of time, and Carmelo Anthony surpassed the 273-point mark last night during this game that, by the way, was a nail-biter until the last couple of minutes there. Here's what Carmelo had to say about setting an Olympic record.
For me, it's been great. You know, this moment is a hell of a moment for me, a great moment, you know, a historic moment that I'll sit back later on after it's all over and reflect back on it.
Yeah, he says he still has a lot of teams to worry about ahead of them. And last night, the fact that they didn't do as well as they had done in games past against Australia shows that it's not going to be a cakewalk for them.
Yeah, it was, relatively close game. 10 points, Australia came within 10 points of beating the United States. But Coach K is not concerned.
I wouldn't say he's not concerned. He's saying, listen, we have to work hard here. This isn't, many people think it's a given, but Australia, for instance, has five NBA players on the team, and there are a couple of other teams that have some NBA players on the roster. Let's be honest, Team USA is basically an all-star team minus LeBron James, but still, you know, the other guys who play in the NBA are used to facing them. They're not afraid. And the other thing is, all these teams, they haven't been playing together for a long amount of time, so that, you know, that factors in here as well.
By the way, something tells me LeBron might be making it to Tokyo in 4 years, and that record might not last. So enjoy it while you got it, Mello. Steve, we know that you spend pretty much most of your time at Copacabana Beach.
I wish.
Yesterday, when the women's beach volleyball team, the United States, actually lost only their second set in Olympics history, at least Kerry Walsh did, but it was raining. Has there been a lot of rain, and how is that affecting the outdoor events?
Yeah, this is actually South America's winter, so it's not, 90 degrees here. It's not, sunny, warm, high humidity here. It's been very cool, and yesterday it rained most of the day, and it was in the 60s. Today when I woke up, it was only 55 degrees. Of course, I wake up ridiculously early here, but it's only going up to 72. The next couple of days, we're going to see some sunshine, but in the 70s, and it is impacting some of the events here. They had to postpone a few events yesterday because of the rain. And the divers are the ones I feel the most sorry for, because that's an outdoor venue, and they're out there in their bathing suits, and there was actually diving taking place yesterday in between the raindrops.
Wow. Katie Ledecky continues to impress. I'm reading an account of her part of the 4x200 relay race, and talked about how she took off after the Australians and they were behind. And by the time she finished, especially a great surge at the end, she was almost 2 seconds ahead. She's hitting her stride so beautifully.
Yeah, basically she's being described as being superhuman here. She does things that no other swimmer has been able to do, no other female swimmer, and she's only 19, and the anticipation is that, she'll have a very long and successful Olympic career, just like Michael Phelps has. And with that, I'm afraid I'm going to have to part ways with you guys, because everybody wants to talk Olympics today.
Absolutely. All right, thank you, Steve Kassenbaum in Rio. Thanks for joining us, our man in Rio. Well, we've got plenty more to talk about the Olympics here, Brian. So did you note, I wanted to ask Steve, but he has another station he's got to talk to, about this green water.
The green water.
Now, we mentioned it yesterday.
It's spreading.
It is. Now, it was in the diving pool, and now it is spreading to the water polo pool as well. Mm-hmm. So they've discovered why the water's turning green. It's algae.
Algae.
Any swimming pool owner in America understands
everybody
that this happens.
I know who has a pool at one time or another has battled algae.
You get algae in the water, what do?
You get an algaecide.
You put some stuff in there that gets rid of it.
You clean your filters, and it usually takes care of itself in about a day, I think.
They did say that the Rio Olympics would be the greenest Olympics that we've ever had, so maybe this is, well, but honestly, I mean, I know it's kind of a pun, but seriously, maybe the algaecides are like, that's forbidden because that's unnatural. They keep saying there's nothing harmful about the green water. There's nothing harmful about the algae. So you're a diver and you're diving into this green water.
Okay, that's not so bad. You're in and out in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, and you shower off immediately.
Yeah, you go right to the showers and then you jump in that little hot tub, although the hot tub, who knows what goes on there.
But about these water polo players.
Right, now they got to be there for a while.
I got a niece and a nephew who both play water polo at the collegiate level, in fact. My niece played for University of Michigan, Go Blue. And they ingest a whole lot of water during those matches. You know how rough it gets there.
Yeah,
mayhem in the water.
Part of the game here is to take your opponent and hold him underwater.
It gets everywhere, and I can't imagine. I mean, they're like doing, it's like playing water polo in Lake Erie.
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to set the water polo pool on fire down there? It's like you're being in Cleveland. Why not have the Olympics in Cleveland, for crying out loud?
Yeah, might as well.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that out loud.
It is now 7:23. I'll make that 7:24 on WMA.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 1-888-394-7820 or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-888-394-7820 or eyecarestudy.com. Limited space is available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit eyecarestudy.com or call 1-888-394-7820 today.
Sponsored by the Artemis Study.
It is now 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 heads up for the crash before you get to the Beltway. That's the reason for your backups. Eastbound as you approach 123. You want to stay to the right to get by. Once beyond, you're good to go. And continuing inside the Beltway, if you're heading through Falls Church and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, that stretch still nice and quiet. Beltway through Annandale, sluggish to get past the Little River Turnpike. And I'm really looking at delays here from near Route 7 on the Beltway Interloop toward the American Legion Bridge and slow to merge on from the toll road. Westbound, still seeing delays on those airport access lanes from the construction crews that were out there. So plan extra time if you're trying to catch a flight to Dulles Airport. Top side of the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring, heavy. Through town, DC 295, the normal stop and go, which is tedious, slows us off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Traffic update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. You can visit tangeroutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 25% on fall fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory, noon until 8 o'clock this evening. That should cover the heat and humidity. Could feel like 105 at times. Very uncomfortable air mass in place. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Just a hit or miss shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 80 degrees. Get ready, it's going to be steamy. It is now 7:27.
Let's talk about Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. Zero Res, of course, means zero residue, so you're left without any residue. Zero Res is totally green, toxic-free, natural clean, see? And it's safe for you, it's safe for the kids and the pets. And listen, you know, your carpet is the largest air filter in your home. It should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. And with the Zero Res cleaning, the stains, the pet accidents, the dirt, the allergens, the contaminants, and pet fur, it's all going to be removed from your carpets and your pads. It gets all the way deep down to your floorboards. You will be amazed and, frankly, a little grossed out by all the stuff that they're going to pull out of your carpets. But trust me, it's a lot grosser knowing that it's down there than seeing them get it out. Zero Res. They always guarantee your work. Do what I did. Call Zero Res. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online. You know the website by now. ZeroResDCMetro.com.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-9203 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-9203 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal, coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-597-9203. That's 800-597-9203 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Well, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk to Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, about this murder case involving a DNC staffer that is certainly raising a few eyebrows of late. He'll have the latest on it, and we'll also talk about the cases in Baltimore where police apparently have been acting improperly, according to the Department of Justice. 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Heavy equipment is being brought in to sift through the rubble of two Silver Spring apartment buildings that collapsed after a natural gas explosion and fire overnight. 30 people were injured, and at this hour, as many as 7 are still unaccounted for.
A canine unit's been pouring through the rubble at the Flower Branch Apartments on Piney Branch Road, looking for people who may be trapped following a midnight blast that was felt by some a mile away.
The fire's predominantly now out, but with the collapse it is, with that rubble pile, we still have pockets where we won't be able to get to until we have heavy machinery come out and start delayering or stabilizing the building.
Montgomery Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says that search is both for victims and a cause of the blast, which has left about 90 people now homeless.
When we arrived, multiple rescues had been made by the civilians prior to fire department arrival, using ladders off of work trucks and painter trucks as an example.
Several people could not be rescued and had to jump from third and fourth floor windows to escape. Some of them suffered broken bones, others being treated for burns, cuts, and smoke inhalation. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Scores of people who live in that complex in Silver Spring were forced out of their homes in the middle of the night. Paul Carden is with the Red Cross.
For a lot of them, it's still shock. They're still sleepy. They've been up since early morning. So some are just beginning to comprehend what's happened. Some are in the process of already making plans to move in with friends and family. So it's the entire gambit.
Carden says for now, the Red Cross is simply making those families comfortable. Later, it'll work with them one-on-one to help them find a place to stay. The family of a DNC staffer killed near his D.C. home last month is asking you to stop with all the conspiracy theories. The family of Seth Rich says the speculation that he played a role in leaking those DNC emails is, quote, causing more harm than good. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,496, the NASDAQ at 5205. Sports, Team USA now has 11 gold medals, 32 overall at the Olympics in Rio. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose again, and the Redskins take on the Falcons in Atlanta tonight to open the preseason schedule. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
At the big screen store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the big screen store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the big screen store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the big screen store.
Their prices are amazing.
The big screen store.
The big screen store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. You get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jeff Foxworthy, Kenny Rogers, Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, and Toni Braxton. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. I still see emergency units on the scene of the crash. Eastbound before you get to the Beltway, before Nutley Street. Stay far right to get by. Delays before you get to Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. On the inner loop of the Beltway through Tysons toward the Legion Bridge, quite slow. Crews were checking for a broken down along the way. George Washington Parkway before you get to Spout Run. Heavy down toward the Key Bridge. Heavy on the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes open on the southeast-southwest freeway. Here we go with that volume in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Starting to be a normal commute pattern slowing. DC 295 bunched up coming out of Chevrolet to get past East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Hang on to the Wilson Bridge. Backups before, well, right near Route 5 now and along the way before St. Barnabas Road. Reports of a crash. Crews are responding. And in Silver Spring, because of the apartment fire, the closure in will be in place for a while on Pine Branch closed between University Boulevard and Flower Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory, noon until 8 o'clock this evening. That should cover the heat and humidity. It could feel like 105 at times. Very uncomfortable air mass in place. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Just a hit or miss shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Leesburg, 79 in Bethesda, 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 7:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall here on WMAL. Coming up at 8:05, Trevor Maddich. That's right, it's Redskins season tonight, the first preseason game. At 8:15, we're going to check in with Sue Chen. She is a coach who worked with Katie Ledecky back in the day. She is Bethesda's golden girl in Rio, Katie Ledecky is. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And we've been following this case involving a DNC staffer who was murdered on the streets of D.C. back on July 8th. It's a very interesting case, and it got a little more interesting yesterday when Julian Assange with WikiLeaks and a television interview suggested that perhaps, he didn't come out and say it, he hinted, and it's sort of weaselly of him, but this is what he said.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So,
what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks, and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
And so his hint was that perhaps this young man who worked at the DNC might have been one of the sources for the release of WikiLeaks documents that came from the DNC. Let's separate fact from fiction. Let's try to find out what we do know. Joining us on the line right now, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. Rod, what do we know about this case? I mean, even if you set the Assange stuff aside, this is an unusual case.
Right. Good morning to you guys. What I can tell you is that I actually walked the crime scene yesterday. Now, this actual crime occurred on the early morning of July 10th. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:19 to be precise. And it happened up in the Bloomingdale area of Washington, D.C., the northwest area. So just to real quickly give the listeners the lay of the land, we're about 3 miles or 3 blocks over from Howard University, okay? And so this is an area that has had about 17 robberies this year alone, the Bloomingdale area. So it's not unusual. It's not totally unusual to see street robberies occur. Now, the individual was on his way home. He was about a block away from where he actually lives. And the police, my sources are telling me that they believe he was approached by two other individuals who attempted to rob him. Now, what makes this, Brian, a little bit peculiar is the fact that the victim's wallet, his watch, his ring, and things were still on his body. But that doesn't mean that it was not a robbery. It still could have been a robbery. What I believe real quickly happened, I think the guy, the victim, Seth, tried to fight his assaulters, the two individuals, off. And I think he tried to get away. And then that's why they winded up shooting him in the back.
So it's not unusual then for a robbery, an attempted robbery, to end up in a murder with the victim shot in the back and all of the person's valuable possessions still lying there on his body?
Right. That's not unusual at all, Larry. And here's why. Because typically if a person fights off or attempts to fight off their attackers, like I believe the victim did in this case, and as a matter of fact, the medical report and his father, which went over to the medical examiner's office to look at his body, everybody said that he had bruises on his knees.
Ah.
I'm talking the victim now. He had bruises on his knees and his face. So it was apparent that he was in a fight of some type with these individuals. So that's why I think he tried to get away, and then that's how he ended up with the gunshots to the back. Hey, one other thing real quickly, guys, I'm going to share with you all. If this was a hit, let's say a professional hit, as being suggested by some of these conspiracy theorists, right? A professional hitman would not engage in a fight on a street with the individual that they're trying to kill. Mm. This would have been an execution-style murder. That's not the case here with this case.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised though. If you have a fight with a guy and you want to rob him, and he starts to run away and you shoot him in the back, why don't you then take a second longer to get his wallet? If it was a robbery.
Right, because see what happens is, and that's an excellent question, on the street, when you deal with some of these individuals on the street, if you resist them, and that's why we tell people all the time in a street robbery, don't resist. Because now what has happened, this guy, the robber, is upset and it's more personal now. So he just wants to kill you. He doesn't care about your wallet at that point. He just wants to kill you because you attacked him. And I think that's what happened in this case. Seth was fighting for his life. And I think he probably struck this assailant once or twice, and then that's when he was trying to get away. So they don't care about your wallet at that point, guys. All they want to do at that point is just kill you.
Rod Wheeler, I'd love for you, since in your career you have dealt with the victims or families of victims of murder, and I'd love for you to speak to this issue of what it means to the family when they hear all these conspiracy theories floated out in the news. I have a person who was very close to me who died. He was a high-profile person, and there are still conspiracy theories reaching all the way up to the White House about how he died, and all of it is false, but people make money off of this stuff. Tell me about how the victims and their families react to this and why it is so hurtful.
Yeah, it's very hurtful. And you know what? The reason it's so hurtful is because people make suggestions about things that they don't know. It's like pulling straws out of the sky. They don't have the evidence. You know, they're just making up these conspiracies. And what happens is family members of the decedent, family members of the loved ones that's been killed, you know, they hear these things and it just stays in their mind all the time. So it's really unfortunate. And that's why I would always caution our listeners you know, be careful when you hear these conspiracy theories. Now, regarding this particular case with the DNC staffer, I can tell you firsthand, and I spoke with the detectives yesterday, they actually looked at that relationship that he had with the DNC to see if there was any link. And you know what they tell me, guys? There was absolutely no link found whatsoever. Now, the case is still wide open, so that doesn't mean that they're not going to revisit that at some point. But for right now, that's just more of a theory. The working theory right now that the detectives are using is that this was a street robbery. The night that this individual was killed, July 10th, just so that you know, about an hour before this incident took place, two other individuals were robbed less than a mile away at gunpoint right here in the same Bloomingdale area.
All right. Well, listen, Rod Wheeler, that's why we turned to you, to help us understand these things better. And thank you so much for being here.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
It's 744 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I want to say thanks to Willis Carrier, the man who invented air conditioning. We're all going to be very thankful for Willis Carrier today as we sit inside our cool air-conditioned buildings in the high heat and humidity outside. But look, maybe your house is not that cool. Maybe it's not staying as cool as it should be because you have leaky windows. And if that's the case, then what you need to do is call the Thompson Creek Window Company. Many people find as soon as they put the windows in, the new windows, their utility bills go down dramatically because the windows are super energy efficient. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek windows for years now. That's because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I've seen how each window is custom made for our unique climate. There are no middlemen, which saves you money and a lot of headaches. And by the way, right now, all right, this is the time to take action. And I want you to call now because right now you can take advantage of 25% off every window. It's the biggest window sale of the year, 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now. Keep the cool air in, hot air out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
745 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hot story right now is 66. The crash still blocks the left half of eastbound 66 before you get to the Beltway near 123. Now on the Beltway, leaving Springfield, slow to get past Little River Turnpike. Get very little break, and they're going to hit it slow again off and on toward the American Legion Bridge. Just a lot of volume. We're doing okay this morning on the Georgetown Pike. No problems to report on Route 7. Better westbound Dulles access lanes heading out toward the airport in 28 where we had the lingering road work. Find lanes open now. Much better is the pace. Inbound on New York Avenue. Had a medical emergency. They had to send an ambulance inbound New York Avenue right near North Capitol Street. And in Franconia, water main break closing the eastbound side of Franconia Road. Just past Francis Scott Key Middle School right near Fleet Drive. Eastbound side closed. Westbound open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No, it's not the heat, right? It's the humidity. And we do have dew points that are close to some historic values across the area. Heat advisories covering that. 95 feels like 105. Cloud sunshine. Maybe a shower, possibly a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 80 degrees at 747 on WMAL. We're continuing to follow developments from overnight of this horrific explosion in Silver Spring that demolished an apartment building, and several buildings around are heavily damaged. There were some 30 people who were sent to the hospital. There were a lot of injuries and a lot of people displaced. And right now, there are some people missing. Here is Fire Chief Scott Goldstein.
Looking at 5 to 7. Residents, occupants, unaccounted for.
We're listening in to the...
We are continuing to assess the building stability.
And what they're doing is they're bringing in the dogs to help them in the search. Here's more on that.
Chief, you said the dog provided some information. Can you elaborate at all on what you've been able to learn already?
The dog tells us that there's a indication here, or the dog tells us that there's something that they're tracking at this point. We would call that a hit in the search industry, but we don't know if that is a victim who is alive or a victim who is deceased. We don't know, based upon air currents, that could be a issue that the victim is over here, and it's coming through the rubble pile and coming out at a different point.
Yeah, so the cleanup effort and the investigation down there continues. This is on Piney Branch Road, and it happened just before midnight. The explosion was so powerful that there's a debris field of nothing but splinters about 100 yards from where this building was. Doors were found about a block away, blown off the building. Windows in the neighborhood were shattered. And there may be some other buildings that are facing some serious problems as a result of this incredible explosion. It appears it was caused by natural gas, but the investigation continues.
Yeah, and it certainly should, and we'll see exactly what caused this. It's terrible and horrifying, and imagine anywhere near this area, lying there just before midnight and hearing an explosion like this, that one fire station reported they heard 6 miles away. That's phenomenal, and my God, how frightening. And hopefully they'll get to the bottom of it, and hopefully they'll be able to find the people who are missing right now. Obviously, as you said, the search dogs are searching in there, but you know, when they say the 5 to 7 people are unaccounted for, they may not have been there that night.
That's entirely possible.
Done a sleepover elsewhere, or they got out of there, you know, instead of just sticking around.
There's always confusion around these things as you try to track down where everybody is. So, you know, maybe we'll have a good outcome here. I certainly hope that's the case. I mean, it must have been very scary. I mean, at some point, apparently people were jumping out of third-story windows to avoid the flames and dropping their children to people below. So, what a horrific scene there last night around midnight in Silver Spring.
One aspect of this story that I think also deserves some attention, or at least some questions, has to do with the gas. I mean, you're saying that it appears that natural gas caused the explosion, and certainly it's been confirmed by the fire department that the fire that ensued after this explosion
was fed by it, right?
Fed by the natural gas. So this explosion happened right around 10 minutes till midnight, or 15 minutes before midnight last night. And according to the Channel 7 report here on the web, the gas company, Washington Gas, shut off the gas at 1:45 in the morning. Which makes no sense. I mean, that's like a full 2 hours
almost,
while the gas is still on while this fire is raging. Hopefully that's an incorrect report, or maybe there's something I'm not understanding about gas company protocol when there's a fire that's being fed by natural gas. Well, I can't imagine why they would keep it on.
I can't imagine, except that I have been at scenes where it's difficult to get close enough to turn it off because of the fire. But well, you know, it's a fair question. I'm sure one that we'll be looking at. It's 7:51 on WMAL.
It's fall 2017. You're at your doctor's office getting the results of a checkup. You think everything's okay, but you're about to hear a life-changing diagnosis. Cancer, heart disease, another illness? Virtual Physical can take a look at your future today, so you have the chance to change your future. The best disease prevention and treatment response is early detection. So if you can spare 10 minutes, book a scan at Virtual Physical. Get a 3D journey through your body to make sure nothing serious is looming, like hardened arteries. Immediately after, a radiologist will go over your results and you can get on with your life knowing you're okay or changes you need to make. This week, there's a special offer for our listeners. Just $1.99 for the virtual heart scan when you mention WMAL. Call 301-984-9009. Full body scan, sedation and pain-free virtual colonoscopy also available. A scan can save your life. Call Virtual Physical and take a look at your future. 301-984-9009.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone, the Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the 7 ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, let's check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Morgan Brennan. Hello, Morgan.
Okay, it's Chuck. Morgan got called away. No, not your fault. She just got called off on a story. I apologize.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay, we got mixed reviews on Kohl's earnings news today. Kohl's sales fell 2% last quarter despite demand for summer clothing, but profits rose because Kohl's managed its inventory better, and even though it says business will be weak this year, its stock will rise today. Next hour, in fact, just a few minutes from now, we're going to hear from Macy's. Its income is also expected to drop. Valeant Pharmaceuticals now facing a criminal investigation. Federal officials want to know if Valeant defrauded investors by not telling them about its relationship with a pharmacy that helped Valeant sell drugs. Time Warner is buying a stake in internet publisher Refinery29 for $45 million. Time hopes the purchase will help expand its audience among young millennial women. And we're just getting reports from Dow Jones that Arianna Huffington, who founded the Huffington Post 11 years ago, will leave the site in the next few weeks. The Huffington Post is now part of AOL, which is owned by Verizon. As for stocks today, they are expected to rise. The Dow could be up 60 points at the open. From CNBC World Headquarters, I'm Chuck Kamlick on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you around the region on the top side beltway from College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Barrett Bridge back near Route 5. Crews were responding to an incident between Route 5 and St. Barnabas Road. They've come up short. That's good news with travel lanes open. 66 making some improvement here. Tow truck is on the scene of the crash eastbound before you get to the beltway near 123. That's along the far left side. Delays most of the way now coming out of Centerville toward this crash before you get to the Capitol Beltway. And in Silver Spring, a reminder, the fire department activity closes Piney Branch Road between University Boulevard and Flower Avenue. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory, noon until 8 o'clock this evening. That should cover the heat and humidity. It could feel like 105 at times. Very uncomfortable air mass in place. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Just a hit or miss shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 80 degrees. It's 7:57.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Looking for more than a weekend getaway? Colonial Beach is the only beachfront town on the Potomac River, just 60 minutes from Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., offering state-of-the-art two-bedroom, two-bath condos with gourmet kitchens. Rather than driving south thousands of miles, make Colonial Beach your new home away from home, starting at $199,000. These condos overlook the boardwalk and Potomac River. No grass to cut, no honey-do list. Just turn the key and you're on vacation. Call today to schedule an appointment, 804-224-9300, or visit thecolonialbeachcondos.com.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Coming up on WMAL,
what makes Katie Ledecky such a champion? We will talk to the Bethesda Golden Girls coach, one of her coaches, Sue Chen.
And the Redskins play tonight, first preseason game. Trevor Maddich will be back with us, and Jake Tapper later this hour.